ahead of the Czech general elections, the Prague-based American Chamber of Commerce, or AmCham, came up with an initiative to curb corruption and to reform Czech public procurement legislation. The main Czech political parties welcomed the initiative and committed to implementing the proposed reform in Parliament. On Monday, with negotiations about the new government in full swing, I sat down with AmCham's executive director Weston Stacey and asked him whether he thought corruption had been an important issue for Czech voters.
I think that corruption was probably the most important election issue. And as a consequence, what you saw was that Czech voters no longer were looking solely at the political parties, but at individuals. You saw that the preferential votes went up. You saw that political personalities were more important than actually the party that was behind them. And that means that there's going to be more individual accountability of politicians. So I think that the campaign itself and the amount of attention that was paid to corruption, public procurement, and otherwise has changed the political environment. And any results of the election still would have resulted in corruption and public procurement being one of the main issues, any constellation of political parties that were elected.
Observers agree that the two newcomers into the lower house of parliament, the conservative Topo 9 and the other new party, the Public Affairs, are expression of this kind of feeling among voters who stopped trusting pretty much the traditional parties. When it comes to the Public Affairs Party, they ran with a huge anti-corruption message. But the party itself seems rather mysterious because it's not quite clear who is behind it, who's funding it. How do you see public affairs in this respect?
We haven't paid too much attention to who's behind which parties. But I think it's going to be very... I think that Betsy Vergeny is going to have a job to do to persuade the voters that they can actually incorporate or they can enact the rhetoric that they had during the campaign into reality. I think that's going to be the challenge of all of them. The traditional parties, the ones that have been in Parliament for a long time, people are going to be waiting to see if they've really truly changed or if they were just presenting a change during the election campaign, and then they'll go back to what they used to do. And with Topo 9 and with Betsy Vergeny in particular, because as you said, Betsy Vergeny was probably the party that was running most against the traditional parties and corruption, they're going to have to prove that they mean what they say.
Is the Public Affairs Party, were they one of the political parties who came together with you some 10 days, I think, before the elections and signed the anti-corruption measures plan, I would say, that your chamber came up with?
They haven't had an opportunity to sign it yet, so we're waiting for them to make a decision on whether they're going to sign it. They weren't at the meeting.
Have you approached them yet, or are you talking to them?
Yeah, we've requested that they sign it, and they haven't told us yes or no yet.
Are you going to step in once it's clear, who will assume government, are you going to step in to follow up on these public procurement reform measures and talk to individual parties and MPs?
We viewed the election as an event, but not something that should make us pause the activities. So it will change conditions, it will change who we talk to, but we've been talking to all the political parties during the campaign and already have plans after the campaign for how we're going to do it. We're not going to wait for a government to be formed. I think that the corruption issue in public procurement is something that does not depend on a government coalition. It depends on the will of individual politicians to get things done. And those politicians are now named, so we don't need to wait for there to be a government agenda. This is something that can be acted on during the course of the summer.
What will the concrete steps be that you'll be making during the summer?
We're going to be asking the political parties that are now elected in Parliament to support us in going to the current government and trying to get the principles that we've all agreed on drafted into legislation so that one of the first acts of the new Parliament can be passing the amended Public Procurement Act. So the the goal now is to ask all of the political parties to put a little pressure on the current government so that we can get this amendment ready for the fall.
One of the major deals when it comes to public procurement that the new government will be dealing with is the completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant. Do you see that as the biggest threat, perhaps, when it comes to public finances and corruption?
Let me say this. I think that we've seen all around the world that there's a move to nuclear power because of the threat that we're running out of oil and gas, and secondly, for the Czech Republic, the energy security issue, that it needs to have some way of diversifying the countries where it gets its energy supplies from. So I think what the Czech government has done by choosing nuclear power is sort of a very logical choice. And if that's what they're going to do, then obviously they need to have a public tender. ČEZ is a public company. And they need to make sure that the tender meets all of the rules and that the decision that is made is very transparent and clear and explained to the public. And until that doesn't happen, I don't think we can criticize it. And so far, what we've seen is that the tender has been run in a fairly open way. Obviously, we hear the same rumors as everyone else that it's weighted to one party, but we've seen no indication that that's true. And if there is an indication that it's true, then that will be the first challenge of the government. And the government should pay attention to this one because it's big. It involves a very controversial company, whether they deserve the controversy or not. And if they don't do this one well, then people are going to begin to doubt whether they in fact meant what they said during the election period.
President Václav Klaus has come up with criticism of your efforts, saying that what you're after is not fighting corruption and reforming public procurement, but your own profits. Why do you think he reacted like this, and do you think that his attitude can be a major obstacle in your efforts?
I don't know why he made those comments. We haven't had a chance, an opportunity to speak with his office about our initiative and why we were doing it. The only thing I can say is that I hope that he will give us a chance to prove that our motivations are exactly what we say they are instead of what they presume that they are. Of course, President Klaus is probably the most influential politician in the country. So if he's opposed to our initiative, then it is going to be a problem. But I hope that we can clear up the misunderstanding of why we're doing it, and that he will support it.